Now, let's hear some rock music of a more modern and possibly more offensive kind. Doesn't sound offensive, but then we haven't said the group's name. In 2007, Portland bassist Simon Tam wanted to start a band that celebrates his Asian heritage, and he wanted a name that encapsulated that pride and at the same time took back the power of a common racial slur.
I asked a friend of mine, I said, what's something you think that all Asians have in common? We all want to kind of address some of these stereotypes. And they immediately said slanted eyes. And I thought, you know, this is really interesting because we could talk about our own slant on life, our own perspective, if you will.
That's right. He named his band The Slants. And eventually Simon went to register that name for a trademark. And the government told him no.
They said it's because there's a law against things that are considered scandalous, immoral, and disparaging. And they said the slants is an inherent racial slur, and it is considered disparaging to persons of Asian descent. And what's interesting about this law is they said a substantial composite of the reference group has to find it offensive. In other words, Asian Americans have to, on the whole, be outraged over it. But they did not find a single Asian who was upset. But they did find an UrbanDictionary.com definition, a Wikipedia entry, and a photo of Miley Cyrus holding her eyes back in a slant-eyed gesture.
Do they include that in the letter?
Yeah. It was part of their evidence. When my attorney showed this to me, I thought it was a practical joke. I was like, this must be some kind of clerical error. Do they not know we're actually Asian and that we play Asian festivals and we do anti-racism work, sometimes on behalf of the government? And he said, I don't think they get it. So we decided to fight back. We had letters of support from Asian American leaders. We had Asian American press examples, and we showed how our community was using it and was completely fine with it.
Do you have any idea how often the government denies trademarks because names are supposedly offensive?
Apparently, it doesn't come up that often, but it does come up. And the thing is, it's subjectively applied. So, for example, there's over 800 trademarks out there for the term slant. Mine is the only one in all of U.S. history to be denied for being racist towards Asians. And we asked them, we said, well, why is it offensive in our case? And they said, it's because you're Asian. Not only that, they said I was too Asian. They said that we have Asian imagery all over our website. In other words, there's photos of Asian people on the band's website, which is deeply ironic since it's our face. We can't actually change our ethnicity.
Okay, so you disagreed with the government, but you could have let it go. Why did you launch this big, what turned out to be a big, long, expensive fight over the name The Slant?
Sure. And believe me, I originally was thinking of letting it go. It was my attorney who convinced me otherwise, because he said, you know, after we were combing through the laws and who was up against it, we found that it was disproportionately applied to people of color, and for those in the LGBTQ community, people who are kind of reappropriating terms, using it for empowerment, the government said, no, that's not acceptable. We can't legislate that. And they were using it to deny us rights, to suppress our speech.
So you appealed up to the federal court. And last month, the federal court said, you win. Your 80s synth band can be The Slants, despite your faces. Why? Why did they tell you now that's okay?
Well, they ruled the law that we were fighting is unconstitutional. And they said that it's because trademark registrations are a form of speech. And for the government to deny it based on what they feel is inappropriate is considered a way to abridge free speech rights for individuals or organizations.
How did that feel to win that case?
Honestly, after over half a decade of fighting, it was pretty unreal. Not only did we win, but we helped revoke this law and expanded the First Amendment, which is just something most people don't think about doing. Certainly, most people who just start a band don't think about doing.
So now, hey, people can dance to The Slants and it's trademarkable. But here's what I want to know. You're reappropriating this language. You're taking back this insult, and others do similar things like that. But on the other hand, doesn't your court victory open the door for actual racists to trademark names meant in an actual racist way?
True. It does allow some people to use speech that would be considered inappropriate. However, the law wasn't doing a good job of preventing that anyway. We know that hate speech exists, whether or not people have a valid trademark registration.
Are you okay with any word being trademarked? I mean, the N-word obviously comes to mind, especially on a KKK T-shirt or business or organization.
I don't think we should be drawing the line of morality on trademark registrations. If the government really cared about using trademark registrations to prevent hate speech, then they should strip the trademark registrations away from the KKK and other white supremacist groups. They have never done so. So I don't think it's just at any particular one word. Because if you take that word away from everybody, you're also taking it away from the communities that need it, who can use it as a form of empowerment to gather power and to create social change.
I just wonder how this would come across to the person who authored that language or supported this language that, no, we're not going to trademark racist slurs. And you're telling them that that application was actually more racist than the problem they were fighting?
It's because we're expecting trademark examiners to have a complete understanding of the entire lexicon of the English dictionary and to understand the cultural experiences of every marginalized group in this country. That's an impossible standard. You know, the trademark office did say, well, you can't represent the views of all Asian Americans in this country. And I said, that's true. That's why we did a national independent survey, which said over 90% of the Asian Americans believed it in our cause. But they did not bother asking a single Asian American in the entire decision-making process. They had over half a decade to do so.
What do your fans think of the name of your band?
Our fans love it. And this,
but what does it mean to them?
It means different things for different people. And one of the reasons that we continue to fight this was that early on, when I first started this band, I used to get these handwritten letters and emails and messages on MySpace, which gives you an idea of how far back this goes, from Asian American youth saying, thank you for giving me reason to be proud of my heritage. I was once ashamed of having these slanted eyes, but now I think it's cool. And now I'm proud of myself, and I believe that I can do something like play music. That's powerful.
Do you find it's more Caucasians who are bothered by the name slants?
Those are the only ones that have complained so far.
Why do you think that is?
I think people like to be offended on our behalf. I think we're so accustomed to being politically sensitive, or politically correct, and thinking that that is a form of protecting our communities rather than giving our communities actual voice.
We're having a serious conversation. Your music is really fun. Your album names are hilarious. Newest album is called?
Something Slanted This Way Comes.
Another one was called Slant Slants Revolution.
Yeah, little homage to DDR.
So is any part of you having fun with this, including poking at people who maybe don't get it?
I think it's okay to have fun. I think irony, wit, and humor can be an excellent way to neuter malice. I mean,
to neuter malice.
Yeah. And I think that countless comedians that are out there, they show us that it's okay, because when you are able to share laughter with others, you can actually often create connections that otherwise wouldn't be there. Some of the greatest forms of social change are done through humor and not necessarily through anger or frustration.
That's Simon Tam, founder of the Portland rock band The Slants. The government now has to decide whether to file an appeal with the United States Supreme Court. And if they do, it'll be a few more years until The Slants can get a trademark. Even so, their new album called Something Slanted This Way Comes is out in April. And they're going to go on tour this year in Asia, where Simon Tam says slants is not considered a racial slur.